The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Agency says his country is in the final stages of finding suitable locations for 10 new uranium enrichment facilities. Ali Akbar Salehi says that construction on at least one of the sites could begin soon. We asked for reaction from Craig Thielman of the Arms Control Association.
Well, frankly, I don't believe this claim. It has been a concern of the U.S. and other countries for some time that Iran would continue operating its centrifuges for uranium enrichment at the Natanz facility, which was discovered in 2002. But because that is under International Atomic Energy Agency inspection, as long as it is under inspection, that material cannot be used for making bombs. So the concern was that Iran, in developing this expertise, would at other secret facilities build other centrifuges out of the eyes of the international community and then use that capability for further enriching uranium to bomb-grade levels. Now, this backfired on them in the case of Qom, because after that was discovered, then Iran was really obligated to let the IAEA inside, and so that's not available to them now for bomb purposes. And of course, they spent years and a great deal of resources in constructing that facility. So I'm a little dubious that they will have the resources and the good luck not to be discovered for all of these additional facilities. They're announcing the first of what they say is 10, but I don't take that 10 number very seriously at this point.
Meanwhile, Russia announced recently that it's going to begin loading fuel into a reactor at Iran's first nuclear power plant on August 21st. The spokesman says the move is a key step towards starting the power plant in the city of Bashur. What is your reaction to that?
What the Russians and the Iranians have agreed is that the Russians will provide the fuel for the Bashur nuclear reactor, and then it will remove the spent fuel. And this latter agreement is particularly important, since if the Iranians maintain control over the spent fuel, they could eventually in the future extract plutonium from it, which is another route to getting bomb-grade material. So in one sense, the fact that Russia is providing fuel for an Iranian nuclear reactor gives a strong rebuttal to the Iranian claim that they can't trust the international community to provide nuclear fuel and they have to provide their own. And in fact, the Bashir case shows that that's not the case, that the peaceful uses of nuclear energy are not prohibited by the international community, and there is, in effect, no reason for the Iranians to have their own indigenous nuclear fuel enrichment capability.
Craig Thielman, a senior fellow at the Arms Control Association, a non-government organization in Washington. I'm Susan Yalke in Washington.